Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Zoilo Virals now playing third base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Virals moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get Brown. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by 10 Arche for a passed ball. Horton moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ver Alse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verals takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-0 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tenarche fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from 10 RA and he is safe. Brown steals second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Virals strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virals fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers is 0 for 1 in the game. Fingers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with fingers covering, for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Campaneris moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers fires over to first and Cater drops the ball. That's an error on Cater. Fuller moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuller scores. Verhals moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fingers. Verhals moves to third. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Krause now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDowell. Reynolds moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Rick Monday pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.